This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is sponsored by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, J.S. Johnson, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Perseus Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Game camouflage like army suits, but I can see it more clear cause I came with the coop in here. Ring the alarm, inform the troops, send them out into the world, go to war on the flu. Eye to eye with the enemy you sworn to shoot. Now I'm coming at your neck, sick of hearing something wrong with me, wrong with you. With a cheek just way too smart to question. The enemy, the brothers of a dark complexion. The governments of the world is shark infested. They have their own weaponry like Sharpton Heston, man. Look, it gets low, man. No, now I'm talking about
It's the Monday, November 7th edition is on and popping. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And hope you had a good weekend. Happy Monday and all that good stuff. And like I say, we got a lot to talk about today. Today, you know, we do the Abaco report. All right, we go live from Abaco. I'll be chiming in with Roscoe Thompson and the crew from Abaco in short order. All right, and you know, we set it off with the headlines. Who are what's making headlines? Well, brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads and The Buzz with John Shoes. That's coming up. But before we get to that, you know, I like to have your mind in the right place, you know, when we have this conversation. And I got a great trivia to get your mind there as you get through the work run and the school run. All right, you know how to chime in, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Phone lines are open. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969. BTC flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on. All right. Here we go. Boy, I got a brain teaser for you today. Daylight savings time kind of threw you for a loop, right? Some of you are still trying to figure it out. I know how it is. I might have been one that got thrown for said loop. Okay, so here's your question. All right? And it's two parts. You got to get it right. You're playing for Joker's Wild Party Passes and Dunkin' Donuts coupons. All right? So here's, and you know how to get your answers in. Who was the first person to suggest daylight savings time? And here's the second part. Who does not recognize daylight savings time? And you got to get it all correct in order to win. So, first part of the question, real easy. Who was the first person to suggest daylight savings time? And the second part is, where does not recognize daylight savings time? So you got to get all that in. You got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Naughty, hurricane coming. You are organic Bahamian, so I know you ain't prepared. So I buy 6 gallon of tuna. You could have two. Thank you very much. But I am prepared. Okay? So since I am prepared, I could take one just to be safe. And you keep the five. But we're going to talk about that coming up in the headliners. All right? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. So you know how to get your answers in. Chime them on in. As we slide into the headliners, who are what's making headlines in the 242, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. New arrivals in stock right now. They had a huge, huge sidewalk sale over the weekend. Now they got room for new arrivals, and they're there, both locations. Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza. Okay? Both locations available for you Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Okay? Now, listen, for all of you who are texting me, you got half your answers right, but if you don't tell me all the places that do not recognize daylight saving times, you have a problem. I don't need to see no one-word answer for that. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Kelly.
What's going on, Kelly?
All is well and you?
I'm good. You got an answer for me?
Yes, sir.
What you got?
What was the first question again?
Who first suggested daylight savings time?
Sir Benjamin Franklin.
All right, you got that part right. Now, where doesn't recognize daylight savings time?
Hawaii and Arizona.
And you got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 more places that don't recognize it to go along with that answer.
Okay.
So you got part of it right, but you don't have all of it right. Think about it. Hurry up. Call me back. Because you know people trying to use your answer to combine with their answer to win. So
yeah,
hurry up.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Let's check the next caller. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, Naughty. Your answer is Benjamin Franklin, Hawaii, Arizona, Japan, India, and China.
You wrong.
What?
You wrong.
Japan, India, and China.
You wrong.
I said
name all the places.
No, you said who does not recognize.
I said name all the places who does not recognize daylight savings. I made it specific because I know you was waiting on me with your semantics and your legalese. I was waiting on you in the cut. I know you was calling. So go find the other 4 or 5 places to go along with them three that you said.
No, man. No. That's 5. That's good.
That ain't 5. You need 1, 2,
Japan, India, China, Hawaii.
You got 5 more to go with them 3 that you added, is what I'm trying to show you, my brother.
Anyway.
But your Dolphins look good on Sunday, though, Angelite. Tua Tagovailoa bailed me out in fantasy. Thank you very much.
Dolphins look good and Lakers look very bad.
Boy, they look powerful. Boy, they look horrible.
Yeah.
Let me see it. I'll hear back from you when you got the answer on 5 o'clock, man. But I can't give it to you because you off.
Okay.
All right. Good try, though. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Nardi, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Gardner?
Hey, Naughty, what I like to say right is, right? The word is in indigenous Bahamian, right?
What is it?
The new word is foundational Bahamian.
Foundational, I like that one. Foundation.
Right.
Like them old reggae veteran artists. Foundation sound, man.
Right.
Foundation artist. Foundation DJ Tarate.
Right, that's the slaves. That's the slaves. At least the foundational black Bahamians. They the slaves, the ones who slave in this country. Not the first ones who went to parliament. You know, they ain't a foundation. They might be on shingle in the roof. What you can.
Oh, Lord. Gardner on the roll today, boy.
Hey, a leaky roof.
You got some goody-goody today, boy, Gardner.
Right. But the ones who came here slave, they the foundation behemoth, right? And all those who say, well, their parents, they might be white or something, and they parents, and they had no slaves. They was a part of the economics. They was able to get jobs in the economy that the slaves built. You understand?
I feel
I'm saying?
You.
Right. So all those immigrants or the ones who born here, like myself.
Foundational
parents and an Asian parents, right? Right. Tell them that at least the Asian ones. Tell them when their reparation come, they got big. They got more reparation to get than the Bahamian slaves from them sugar foundation. You understand what I'm saying?
I got you, man.
And they still enslaved. They still enslaved you today. They country. They still. You know what I'm saying? They
so
reparations. What's going on in their country today?
Hey, well, listen, why don't we try to get out of bondage if we still in bondage in 2022? I mean, reparations is one thing, and that's a must. And they should be given, but
do you really think
we can see reparations in this lifetime, or do you think we can spark a change?
The slaves, right? They still hit, they raised some of them right in the bomb and said, they don't want us to get this reparation.
I hear you, boy, God. I hear you. Let me get to this next score.
They still don't mind them. They just like me and you been in the same school we been do. They don't mean the black ones. Thank you.
All right, my brother. Boy, Gardner, on fire today.
Yeah,
all right, Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, put me on the producer. Call me the minute you get on break.
Put you on the producer and call you the minute I get on break?
Yeah, very important.
All right. Hold line and I can get to you. All right. Madam Producer. See, we got Madam Producer today, like Madam Speaker, she don't play. You see, other producers saying, you notice I have my manners today, right? So if you could get his information for me so I could give him a holler back. But let's get up into the headliners real quick. Who else making headlines in the 242? Like I said, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. be on alert. Officials keep close eye on weather system. Listen, people. A weather system that formed 200 miles off the coast of Puerto Rico last night could strengthen into a hurricane before it approaches the northwest Bahamas later this week. Possibly a Category 1 heading toward Freeport by Wednesday. I mean, come on. And how are we prepared? You know, Abaco right around the corner from that. How are we prepared? A lot of people today was up in arms. In all the chat groups and, you know, in the barbershops, everywhere. What's the plan? What's the plan? This administration has no plan. Well, being the comedian I am, I jumped up and said, yeah, they got a plan. A flight plan. And ba-dum-bum. And boy, I tell you, that set it off. That set it right off. They got a flight plan for sure. Anyhow, we have a winner. Just chimed in. And the winner got it all covered. The winner said, Naughty, it was Benjamin Franklin suggested daylight savings time. Japan, India, Arizona, Hawaii, American Samoa, Guam, the Northern Mariana Islands, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands do not recognize daylight savings time. So you have been covered. You got it all right. So congratulations to my winner. I will get you your information on how to pick up your prize, but you are absolutely correct. Those are the answers right there. And see, Mystery Dolphin, I tell you, you was off by a couple. You think I was pulling you? I was trying to push something in your blowhole. I wasn't. Anyway, Madam Producer, can you check the Zoom? We have Abaco looking to get in. And we'll get to that conversation in a second. As we continue with the headliners, grocers reject government's final price control list. Dun, 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 dun. Story by Candia Danes. While pharmacists and the government reached a happy medium last week in a disagreement over price control drugs, grocers yesterday rejected the government's latest amended list of items that are being added to the bread basket. President of the Retail Grocers Association, Philip Benneby, and Super Value Food Store chain owner Rupert R. Roberts both told the Nassau Guardian that what the government is offering in its final list for gazetting is unacceptable. So there we have it. Got to keep an eye out on that and see where that goes. Because, you know, things were worked out with the pharmacists. That doesn't necessarily mean things are going to be worked out with the grocers. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Well, if y'all don't have no patience, y'all can call back. That's all. I can get... Listen, I'm telling you, we got Madam Speaker at the controls today, you know. You all behave yourself. PM very encouraged by IMF Director's support of the Bahamas. Story by Jasper Ward, International Monetary Fund, IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva said yesterday the world is falling short of commitments made to countries like the Bahamas, which are most affected by climate change, and she agreed to work closely with the Bahamas on carbon credits and additional financing. Now listen, it's a good look right there. I mean, hey, not a great PR move by the PM. The press looks good. The Guayavera looks nice with the long sleeves. I'm liking it. And I'm liking the fact that we're talking about carbon credits because I can't be a hypocrite. I've been an advocate for carbon credits for a long time. Now my question is, now that we're getting it together, who's going to manage that portfolio moving forward? We can bumble this one. Is it going to be a private entity on a management contract, or is it going to be done by the government within a ministry? We can't drop the ball on this one. That's a lot of money that could benefit Bahamians. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
I always say Naughty is the Roy Graham.
What's going on, Weatherford?
I think we need to let a foreigner manage it, you know, because we're not capable of managing anything.
Hold on now, but you got to be careful when you say foreigner, because you know how when we got foreigners now, all kind of cronyism, cronies, homies, lovers, and friends. Look at a big advertising contract out there at the airport, man. Come on now. You got to keep an eye on things, brother.
We experts are doing that.
Because sometimes when we bring the foreigners in, they come in and then they end up goosing us harder than Bahamians goosing us.
But we know how it goes. You know, we're talking carbon credit and saving a couple mangroves from the oil and stuff. That's good. But carbon credit also means if I happen to be in Egypt, I was going to say, where could I bring the boat to get the free solar panels that would come back here, be put on every roof, lower the cost of energy, which brings down the cost of food and lowers the light bills for the struggling people on their rooftop, free solar. Mr. Christie spoke about it. And they would get the carbon credit, the nation, Scotland, Germany, whoever, Egypt, that does not have sunshine in the winter, they would get the credit for the diesel, black smoke we didn't have to burn at our generators to make electricity. But nobody understood that level of carbon credit. And you know what? Who cares? Because ain't nothing really going to happen. It's all talk. But what disturbed me is that King Charles chose not to go. Now, why, Naughty? England ain't worrying about the carbon credit. I mean, the king should have gone. If everyone ain't going to go meet a king, eh? And what is about to happen in our country? We have the plan, as always, reactionary. We'll wait and see.
No, we have a plan. We have a flight plan. But I already said that today. We have a flight plan. You know, we can take off, too.
At least we've taken and evacuating people by plane. So I don't know where, you know, irony. We take everybody out of Sweetings Key, whatever, Abaco, West End, bring them to the Capitol, and then this storm, God forbid, turn to the Capitol and don't hit those islands. I believe, because of the level of witchcraft in our country,
it's God, about level of witchcraft. There, God.
Is punishing us. He's punishing us. He's doing what he said he would do. And so we need to turn away from the sin of human trafficking people to our great country, and God would be probably happy with that. I don't know. But look at this. They say global warming, right? And the whole northwest side of the United States is under the worst freeze alert ever. So, I mean, you got to really laugh at this thing. And hurricanes are getting worse and worse, but this one's not getting worse and worse. But what I'm watching is, remember Betsy back in the 60s? It went, turned up, and then came back down on the Bahamas. And if you look at this one is starting to turn, go over Florida, and then where's it going to go when it leaves Carolina? Because the wind is pushing downwards. If you notice that on Windy, will this come back down on us? Keep your eyes open, Naughty.
You never know. It might make a U-E, man. You never know. Yeah. Be careful when you make a U-E out there on that scooter, Graham. Thanks for chiming in. Good stuff. But like I said, let's get to the break there, Madam Producer, as we wind out of the headliners, all brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. And Wrap Up the Buzz by John Hughes. And don't forget, John reminds you each and every Monday and Tuesday, new arrivals in stock. In addition to all of your footwear and your fast fashions for men, women, and kids, they now have small home appliances and cookware available for you as well at both John's locations, John's Plaza, Carmichael, and the flagship store over there on Rosetta. Be sure to check them out today. And remember, John's serving you is a pleasure. Quick break. On the flip side of the break, we'll check out the global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And then we'll get up into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. We're going live to Abaco for the Abaco Report, like we do each and every Monday. And it's all coming up on the flip side of the break right here on Talking Heads, the Monday, November 7th edition, which continues right after this.
To think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
King wants you to ride into the holidays in style with a brand new 2022 BYD Han all-electric sedan from Easy Car Sales. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Just upgrade your favorite combo for one ticket or double your chances with a King combo or triple your chance to win with the purchase of a BK family deal. It's electric at Burger King this holiday where you get the chance to win a 2022 BYD Han EV sedan when you upgrade your combo at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Play with Island Games.
We're making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We're paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we're putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
island gang.
We like them murder jokers. We've been here from the start, from the Baidu computer.
Island games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with island games.
Remember when Zoom was just a sound effect? When your living room wasn't your gym? When a cough didn't scare people away? That was the good old days. And thankfully, they are coming back. As things return to normal, remember it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, diphtheria, tetanus, measles, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what
did this is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads, the Monday, November 7th edition continues right now with your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA. And don't forget, man, if you upgrade to a mega-size meal deal, you're going to get a chance to win a MetaQuest 2 headset. And that is off the chain, all right? So all you need to do is upgrade to a mega-size meal deal, fill out the information at your favorite KFC NASA location, drop it in the entry box, and you got a shot at winning a MetaQuest, all right? Headphone set, and that is off the chain, all right? That's totally high def, all right? And you're getting into the metaverse with that. Yeah, you and your KFC could go deep into the metaverse. Nothing wrong with that. All right. So let's check out the global warming. Like I said, we're seeing on the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Sheer defense, a 40-year age gap as she confirms Alexander Edwards' relationship. Wow. Sheer robbing the cradle. Slain Migos rapper Takeoff, his funeral is going to be huge. It's going to be held at the Atlanta's State Farm Arena, and apparently they're going to be putting together a huge send-off. Tragically, that situation just continues. The plot continues to thicken in that situation. Still a very sad situation there. And tragic details are coming in now from the passing of Aaron Carter, died at the age of 34. He passed away over the weekend. Of course, that's Nick Carter's little brother. Ryan Seacrest sells Beverly Hills estate for $51 million. He says he's saying goodbye to L.A. Wow. What else is going on? You have a couple other things popping up. Let me get to them. Post Malone officiates a wedding between fans on stage. Only Post Malone could get away with doing that. Jessica Simpson responds to fans' concern after starring in an advertisement. And Jessica still seems lost and confused, but tuna is not chicken of the sea. Yeah. Elon Musk delays $7.99 Twitter verification fee due to midterm elections. And that's pretty much it. And they're making a movie about Shaquem Griffin, movie in the works. Remember, he was the college football player that lost a hand when he was small, still made it to the NFL, just recently retired. I think that's going to be a good story and a good look. That's a wrap right there on your global warming. We'll see another planet in 60 seconds, and that's all brought to you, of course, by KFC NASA. Let's head on down to Abaco right now as I take my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And you know the pumpkin is back at Dunkin'. Be sure to check them out on all the pumpkin flavors for your coffees, hot or cold. And, of course, the munchkins, the donuts, the pumpkin muffin, all popping for you, all right? Definitely Punkin is back at Dunkin', so be sure to take advantage of it. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with the drive-through, East Street South with the drive-through, Carmichael, the newest location, and of course out there at the airport, pre-clearance, post-clearance, no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. Let's head on down to Abaco. I got Roscoe Thompson joining me, as he does each and every Monday from Abaco. Roscoe, who you got with us today, or just you flying solo, my brother?
Just me flying solo, brother. Most people are
trying to get things in order. You got a storm bearing down on us. You got it, you know, bearing down on Freeport. You're not too far away, so here we go again.
Yeah, November, and you know, you would think that we wouldn't be looking at something like that, but
yep. And at least if we were looking at it, we'd have some organized plan of action, considering what we've been through over the last 3.5 years. But you know what?
Got a prime minister that's more about traveling than what's going on in Abaco in the past 3 years, or last year. It really is dumbfounding to me.
So where are we at, Roscoe? Still, I mean, another week we call him. He still got red tape holding things up.
Yeah, nothing's changed, Naughty. The only thing, we had a disaster preparedness meeting today. That went well, you know, to just go through everything and make sure everything's organized. And if shelters needs to be open, where they will be. We have 2 Central Abaco Primary and another church, Faith Tabernacle, Silver Mills' church will be the 2 shelters right now that are on the list. I don't know what's up in North Abaco in that regards, but they do have a list of shelters, you know, when the weather gets bad or if something happens, for them to open. So there is some preparedness that is going on. This morning I spent my morning cleaning the drains and flushing the drains out through the town with the Marsh Harbor Volunteer Fire Department. So I would like to give them a shout out and a thanks to Chad Sawyer for allowing us to use this forklift to take the grates off of the drains. And as I said in the meeting, you know, this shouldn't be falling on the residents and local government. This should be done
I was
by
just
Ministry
about
of Works.
I was just about to ask, where is Ministry of Works in all of this?
Unfortunately, over here, we don't have a big Ministry of Works team. We have, I think, maybe 3 people that can help. So that was one of my concerns that I brought up today, that, you know, that needs to be addressed. In that regards, it's just a shame, you know, we wait until a storm, you know, that's coming. And the only reason I went out today is because after the last couple weeks with the rain, we noticed that the drains weren't, you know, flushing properly. So we went out and did what we could to open them up. The sad thing about it is this storm's going to hit, you know, tropical storm or whatever it may be. When it hits us, it's going to be hitting at a full moon, a king high tide, you know. So I do expect a little bit of flooding.
Yeah, I mean, I know Freeport is supposed to take, you know, it's supposed to take a direct pass over Freeport. But I know you guys are going to still be affected. And to know that you all are doing your due diligence now is good. But you know, he's still up against it. I mean, if things were in place from before, I think it would have been, you would have had a lot of more ease of access to prepare yourself for this hurricane.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Naughty, I don't want to, you know, nobody has control over the weather. No, you know.
Agreed.
And I don't want to sound like a menace defender, but, you know, there's a lot that he could have done after the storm, but there's also, you know, a lot of preparedness that could be done throughout the year. So at the last minute, we're not, you know, running around. And that the same goes with this administration. You know, these drains and what's been going on, that should have been dealt with. It should not have had to wait until today for, you know, me to have to call a business owner, which I was very grateful that he lent me the lift to be able to lift the covers.
And I get it. You definitely not acquiesce to your perspective because, you know, you live there. But from the outside looking in, I've seen two administrations fail miserably in relation to Abaco. The prior administration and this one right now.
Big time. I mean, there's no other.
If you want me to sit on the fence and be as objective as I can, both need to get slapped with a stick.
Because both have dropped the ball. On the fence. It's calling a spade a spade. You know, and I always said when Joaquin hit Long Island, if you remember, you know, the former prime minister said he would learn from the mistakes that Barry Christie made. And, you know, then we had Dorian and he didn't learn. He didn't address what was needed. And don't get me wrong, no prime minister went through what type of storm that he went through, but here we are, we have a tropical storm, maybe possibly a hurricane, Category 1. But we're still in a world of trouble, you know, in regards to the maintenance of just simple things, Naughty. It's just like Nassau, potholes, drainage, flooding. You know, these are things that are the responsibility of the government. And for them to keep pushing it off, give somebody a contract, a yearly contract to make sure the drains are snaked and flushed. You know, that if you don't have Ministry of Works that can do it, then, you know, subcontract it out, you know, once every 6 months that the drains are cleaned by a company.
What about the housing? Any updates on that? Still at a standstill with that?
Nothing. I have not. I personally sent the Minister of Housing an email and I check my email every day. I also sent her PS an email, Ms. Thompson, and I have yet to get an acknowledgement from them. And it actually came from the Marsh Harbor Spring City Township in regards to the development in Sweetings Village and the development in Spring City. And I've yet to get a response from them or an acknowledgement.
Not at least a reply. I mean,
you know, I have to say this, I get more of a reply from my member of parliament, John Pinder, than I do anybody else.
But what's the deal with your MPs? I wanted to talk about that. It looked like one suffering from foot and mouth disease. I saw Dr. Sands, you know, making some comments and I was like, well, why is Dr. Sands making comments? He should clearly know this is a case of foot and mouth disease. Well, maybe he should call his brother who's the veterinarian, but they could get it figured out. And then furthermore, why are Mr. Pinder's cries falling on deaf ears? And I have to say that because it appears like he is talking to hear himself talk. Nobody's really checking for him.
But, you know, I that's where I have to give him credit. At least he is making some noise. But as you said, it's dropping on deaf ears. And I will say this. I'm hoping that we hear something from the Attorney General in short order with regards to the illegal immigration.
Well, it could be a couple days. He's at COP27, so that can take a minute. He got to come back.
Well, you know, whatever it may be, but I do hope to hear something on that ruling, you know, or the injunction and what they can do. Yesterday, I was on a talk show with Lady T, you know, which was a very interesting, and I'm very glad that I went on there. Because I would like to give a shout out to the people of Abaco in the Haitian community to keep an eye on this storm, you know, and don't wait to the last minute to evacuate. And that's something that, you know, I think we as Bahamians and as a country have to realize at times. So, but Naughty, I just don't know, you know, what else to do. I mean, at least, you know, the previous administration, when we when we embarrassed them more, I don't want to say embarrassed, but when we made some noise and got some Tribune and Guardian time, they did something. It seems that this administration, I don't think nothing fazes them. Like you just said, our member is making noise. Even the member for North Abaco made a little noise, and it's like it's dropping on deaf ears.
We keep continuing to hear the same noise out of Abaco, but with no results. You know what I mean? And it's frustrating. And God forbid, you know, we have I have another scenario now with more storms. I mean, come on. And we gotta have the hurricane shelter. I mean, come on, that's at foundation, maybe.
It's a little bit out of the ground, you know. But hey,
but what are people supposed to do? What are residents of Abaco supposed to do?
That was the thing I said today in the meeting, and then that was one of my concerns. If it did happen to where we had flooding or it turned into a little worse than what it is, you know, you're looking at Marsh Harbor, Spring City, Dundas, and Murphytown.
Right.
Two shelters aren't going to be able to hold people if their roofs are leaking or something, you know, whatever. If something happened to house.
If they needed assistance, period.
Right. And you had, you know, 300 people going to a shelter or even 400, that's, you know, maybe max capacity between the two shelters here in Central. And that was a concern of mine today in that regards. So I really, Naughty, it's frustrating, man. You know, I was sitting out there cleaning the drains today, I was looking and saying to myself, all right, I'm doing it for my community, but this is not our responsibility.
No, and there's been far too much of that going on in a lot of family islands that have built up over the years, that people have stepped in to do things that aren't their responsibility, and it helps contribute to where we are today. But if you don't step in for your community's going to suffer. But where are the people who are actually supposed to be stepping in and doing their jobs that we pay them for because they work for us, government workers? Where are they?
Right. Well, we don't have the Ministry of Works workers over here to do what we did today. Two of them did.
But Roscoe, I'm thinking, you know, the proper correspondence to the Ministry of Works, Mr. Sears, could set up a team there for a day or two and facilitate it all how it should be done.
Well, exactly. Why facilitate? Why not just give?
Or why don't put the proper amount of teams that are team members up there to make sure Abaco could function?
That, and trust me, that is something that that was brought up today. You know, the getting more staff from Ministry of Work. But then again, it comes back to finding housing. You know, we don't have.
All right, I got a quick question for you, Roscoe, before we get to the break, and we can wrap this up on the flip side of the break. But I just had a text come in that says, Naughty, ask your guests if they're going to make three-story shelters, or will it be a one-story shelter?
Naughty, I don't know. I know that the shelter that they were looking at doing was a, if I'm not mistaken, I think it was a single story, but off to one side it had, you know, a double layer, but I do not know what the new shelter or the new plans are calling for. I have yet to see them.
All right. Well, let's get to the break. And on the flip side of the break, we'll wrap things up with you down there in Abaco. Got a couple more questions coming in. But what amazes me, Roscoe, is we're still here since March till now. I started here in March till now, and nothing's changed every Monday at Abaco. In Abaco. Absolutely appalling, man.
Nothing. I mean, you know, SIRS orders end September, December 1st. I'm in the process of now trying to find a contact information for an extension on somebody because unfortunately they have approval, but their stuff will not arrive until after the extension order. The SIRS
Is still spinning wheels in the mud.
It's like taking your head and banging, and you can't, you know.
Yeah, I get you. We got to get to the break. On the flip side of the break, though, I got a couple of questions for you off the text line, and we'll talk about the Jib Room. Looks like they are making some improvements down there. Finally, saw some things popping on social media, so happy to see the Jib Room getting up and going again. We'll talk about that on the flip side of the break as the Monday, November 7th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Get a jump start on gifts at KFC this holiday season. This November, when you enjoy the craveable flavor of a KFC Meal Deal Mega or a Big Deal Mega, you can enter for a chance to win. KFC is giving away one MetaQuest 2 VR headset every week that can be yours by simply mega-sizing and entering your receipt. Enjoy your finger-licking good KFC chicken meal and enter the Metaverse, courtesy of KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good!
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was gonna live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and we set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number, they see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, George is confident you will find what you're looking for. Among our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles, we cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with George's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online, www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's, where we put fashion at your feet.
Pumped for pumpkin? Indulge your pumpkin passion with Dunkin's Pumpkin Spice Flavored Coffees. Enjoy a Dunkin' Pumpkin Spice Signature Latte made with rich espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Or try the new Nutty Pumpkin Coffee, combining Dunkin' Original Blend Coffee, hazelnut flavor, a delicious pumpkin spice swirl, and cream for a delicious nutty twist. Available hot or cold, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM continues right now. I got to send a big shout out, man, to Caprio and Larry. Always got me locked and loaded, man. Big up to Big Larry, man. Glad to know you're feeling better, Larry. Let's go to the text lines real quick. Roscoe, I got one for you. Naughty, can you ask your caller, why haven't they taken their story international? They have to take their story to the international press. Dorian was an international story, and the press would be interested. It's how we are progressing or not progressing, especially as we are on the world stage asking for climate carbon credits and talking climate change. How are we giving credit to the people that are already here? Did you get all that?
I guess we can. It's just a matter of, you know, it's reaching out to the international press and making it known. You would think that with our plea on Facebook and in the papers that somebody would pick it up, but he does have a valid point. Is that the next step? You know, but then are we shot down by the government? Do they try to, you know, cover it up? Maybe that's the next route to go.
Maybe it is. I mean, I was thinking about it, and as I was reading it, I was like, that's a pretty good idea right there.
Listen, we
international press would eat this right up.
We have an NGO that just came back. They're here, GER3, and they're assisting with so many homes. But here's my question now. Here's an NGO that is here helping, and in 3 weeks, our CERS order expires for duty and VAT free on building materials. Well, what did this NGO do that's helping these people, you know, redo their house, their roof, their kitchen, et cetera, et cetera? And I'm working with them very closely, but we have to figure out something for them, because you have an NGO that has just come back, and in 3 weeks, you know, they can't use up their budget buying duty and VAT material. It can't go that far.
Boy, I tell you, and this has been the same conversation we've been having for 9 months. Naughty, I've been texting every week telling you to tell Abaco they need to apply for independence from the Bahamas. No administration checking for them. Wow.
Daddy, I listen. I mean, trust me, we would love that. I think there's other islands that could do, but the government of the Bahamas will never allow their cash cow to be independent. I just don't see it. Do I think that Abaco can survive on its own with the second homeowners and the generation, you know, of money that we put into the treasury? Yes, I do. But the government is not going to allow its cash cow to be not part of the Bahamas. And can I make a correction? It's Friendship Tabernacle that is the other shelter over here. That's Mr. Silbert Mills Church from BCN. So,
all right. So you made that correction. Well, Roscoe, we got to get to the news. But I mean, again, thank you for chiming in. Hopefully, you know, we'll continue to make the wheels squeak, and hopefully the wheel will eventually get some oil. But right now, I mean, more importantly, is get through this week. And hopefully between Grand Bahama and yourself, you'll ride this one out without too much, you know, backlash.
I hope so. I just don't want to see Abaco, Grand Bahama take, you know, thank God it's tropical storm. And I say that, you know, maybe category one if the worst case scenario. But, you know, what if some of these roofs that aren't repaired, or, you know, people that are living in, or repairs that have been done, you're going to find out how good some of these repairs were at. But I just call on the government, you know, you got to give us a break, man. Lord.
I tell you, I hope it comes for you real soon, Roscoe. We mean that. But we got to get to the break, so go ahead.
And thank you, Naughty, for being there and having us on the air,
man,
each week.
We ride this out until we get Abaco back to where it needs to be. So I can see you next Monday. You know how that is.
All right. All right.
And bring the crew with you, and we'll talk to them as well. All right?
I will. How about them Dolphins, buddy?
How about them Cowboys? Anyhow, go be you.
Yeah, y'all got them Eagles. Y'all can't get nowhere.
Y'all got them Buffalo Bills. Y'all can't get nowhere.
We done beat them.
And we done beat the Eagles in our sleep. We got to beat them. We almost beat them with a backup. Anyway, go be you going, man.
Yes, buddy. Be safe. Go
we'll talk to you next week. We're going to get to the news right now. That's a wrap on the first hour of the Monday, November 7th edition of Talking Heads. Take a quick break. Get into the news. On the flip side of the news, we're talking sports in the 5 o'clock hour. Earl the Pearl will be in the building. And oh, what a Monday this could be. The Dolphins won. The Lakers lost. The Cowboys were off. We got lots to talk about. All coming up right after the break, right here on the Monday, November 7th edition of Talking Heads, which continues right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, the Monday, November 7th edition continues right now. And of course, you know how we set off the 5 o'clock hour when we talk sports. Today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip out there to the 04 Chopin Plaza Monday through Friday. Great for lunch and dinner. Then on the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, great for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. All right, breakfast starting at 9 a.m. And don't forget, happy hour every Wednesday and Friday at Naughty Johnny's, 5 to 7. Give them a call, 377-7776, and see what they got chefed up for you and going on. All right? All right, Earl the Pearl should be joining us in short order via the Zoom. We'll get to him. But here's to what's happening on today, November 7th, in today in sports history. 1936, the New York Americans beat Toronto in the first coast-to-coast radio broadcast of a hockey game in Canada. 1962, Glenn Hall set an NHL record when he played in his 503rd consecutive game as a goalie. 1963, Elston Howard of the New York Yankees became the first black player to be named the American League's most valuable player. 1965, Bart Starr of the Green Bay Packers was sacked 11 times by the Detroit Lions. 1968, Red Berenson, St. Louis Blues, scored 6 goals in a game against the Philadelphia Flyers. The Blues won the game 8-0. 1973, New Jersey became the first U.S. state to permit girls to play on Little League baseball teams. 1983, Ali Haji Sheik of the New York Giants kicked his second 56-yard field goal. 1988, Sugar Ray Leonard knocked out Donnie Lalonde in a brutal fight, too, in Canada. 1991, Magic Johnson announced that he had tested positive for the virus that causes AIDS, and he was retiring from basketball. 1992, the Phoenix Suns played the first game at American West Arena. And in 1999, Tiger Woods became the first golfer since Ben Hogan in 1953 to win 4 straight tournaments. Sports quote of the day, I grab a whole armful of guys with the other color jersey, and then I peel them off until I find the one with the ball. Big Daddy Lidstrom, Baltimore Colts. All right, that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Let's open up by the Zoom, and Earl the Pearl's checking in. Pearly, what's going on? We got you, Earl the Pearl, or are you by the deep fat fryer? I mean, by the air fryer. What's happening today? Now, do we have Pearly, or is Pearly muted himself? Pearly, you muted yourself, man. Now, as you know, with Pearly, if he doesn't come in right away, he's at the air fryer. So something's in the air fryer right now, and we'll hear about it. I have no issue with that. So he'll chime in, and then Pearly chimes in. It's all good. But we'll jump in and get it started. We got to check out the home court. And, you know, okay, listen, he's asking to be united. So you have to unite him. Listen, man, why every day, Pearly, you call and you don't ask none of the producers to unite you? But today we have Madam Producer, you asking for her to unite you. Well, what's really going on? I gotta wonder, man. I gotta wonder. Anyway, while we get that organized and sorted, let me get up into what's happening now locally. And it's all being brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And listen, people, Burger King Nassau got it going on. Okay? Yes, you definitely want to check it out. And it's all about riding into the holidays. That's right. Okay, you can ride into the holidays, win a BYD 2020 Han EV from Easy Car Sales. All you got to do, go into your favorite Burger King Nassau location, all right? And fill out the form. Get your combo and fill out the form. It's that easy. Upgrade any breakfast or lunch combo at any Burger King Nassau location. Deluxe combo, you're going to receive one ticket to Mission King combo. You're going to get two ticket submissions. In the family deal, you're going to get three ticket submissions. Complete all the required information on the registration receipt. Name, telephone, contact, email, and answer the skill question. Complete the receipt, put it in the box, and hopefully you're going to be the lucky winner drawn. It's that easy. So ride into the new year with a brand new car, courtesy of Burger King. I always wanted to say that because I was a huge fan of The Price is Right. You remember that? With Bob Barker. Let's look behind curtain number three. It's a brand new car. You know, Madam Producer Bob Barker died the other day, you know, because he got hit by a brand new car. Never mind. Let's go to Pearly. Is Pearly checked in now? Do we have him? He's ready to be united. Well, listen here, man. Once you get Pearly united today, I got to start singing Reunited and it feels so good because I never wanted it. Okay. Now he's saying the host is not allowing him to unmute. Let him, look at him. I don't know, boy, Pearly. Madam Producer might have issues with the Dolphins, you know. We might have to keep her around here more often. Anyway, let's get up into the local scene, and I'm sure Pearly will chime in when Pearly's in. Tori Snyder wins the P1 Aqua X Bahamas World Championship. The World Championship returned after two-year hiatus. Story by Simba French in today's Guardian. And the weather held up at the Nassau Harbor by the Atlantis Paradise Island for the final races. Tori Snyder came away with the P1 Aqua X Bahamas World Championship title. This is yesterday afternoon. Placing second was Christian Daly, while Jimmy Wilson placed third. Glad to see that tournament back. Cooper running for BAAA VP of Business Operations. Track and field is big business. And with that mindset, Ferez Cooper, the president of the Grand Bahama Amateur Athletic Association, has big plans in moving the sport forward here in the Bahamas. And I just last week at a press conference to reveal the name of the title sponsor for the 2023 Carifta Games, it was announced that the budget for local athletics for the 2022-2023 calendar year was in the range of $3 million. The incoming administration of the BAAA would be tasked with locating the bulk of that money. The BAAA election of offices is set for December 3rd, and Cooper is vying for the position of Vice President of Business Operations. Ferez knows his stuff, man. You know, not a bad selection, in my opinion. Good to see you, know. So we'll see what happens down there in those elections. So at the end of the day, though, where do we go from? That's a lot of donations. Hopefully, you know, we can get the most bang for our buck with that. Comets repeat as BAISS swim champions. The Queens College Comets are comfortably repeated as the BAAA champions. Oh, sorry, BAIS swimming championship. Sorry about that. With a 150-cent point margin of victory Friday at the Betty Kelly Kenning National Swim Complex. Placing second behind them was St. Andrews International School. And the Hurricanes with a score of 310 points. And St. Anne's was third with 264 points. Knights and Lions win GSSA cross country meet. Is that Pearly? Do I hear Pearly in the background?
Yes, you hear me in the background.
Talk to finally. Me, Pearly. Hey, listen. I done found out. Madam Producer don't like the Dolphins either, okay? I won't tell you.
But don't go telling people I'm in the air fryer when I'm not in the air fryer.
Okay.
They like go to the air fryer, then say that.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to go to the air fryer in a minute.
Okay, that's fine. But you know you are famous for sports steak and air fryer recipes, brother. I got dudes asking me, hey, what Pearly cooking today? I say, I don't know. It's not a cooking show. So you need to
I'm just doing some hot cooking today.
You need to add some recipes for the air fryer, like Monday through Friday, that, you know, we'll be eating in the air fryer while we watch the game tonight. Monday is chicken. Tuesday is nacho.
I saw a really good air fryer recipe for some potato chips.
I can see it now.
Cut the pieces up and a shelter sauce to put on it.
Pearly's Air Fryer Gourmet Delights. All right. So we got to talk, man. We got to talk local sports, man. We were just talking about Tori Snyder winning the P1 Aqua X Championships. You got GSSA action with the Knights and the Lions doing big things. And, of course, QC won in swimming. You know, maybe they'll get it right and win track and field and swimming.
That's normal.
Not as normal.
Andrews normal.
No. That's
you
that
Andrew.
Not they.
Why Sock may slip it.
Right, just how they slipped up and beat Sock a couple years ago. Then they beat St. Andrew. But you know who owns the pool, okay?
Yeah, you know that.
And you know, I always tell you what is the mantra and the song of all St. Andrew's alumni? It's what they sing at Harvard when you blowing Harvard out. It's all right. It's okay. You're gonna work for us one day. Boom. Hot to go. Boom. Hot to go. It's all right. It's okay. You will work for us one day. Boom. Bah, bah. That's how it goes.
I don't mind that. As long as the money right, I don't mind that.
I tell you, you look at the bottom of that check, a St. Andrew's alumni or a family has signed it. I'll tell you that much right now. Yeah, if you got to play that card, we will.
Close the jackpot, I good.
Yeah, there you go.
Close the jackpot, I good.
Yeah, once it don't bounce, everything cool. All right, so as we get out of the local sports scene, pretty less time to get into who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. We got lots to talk about, man. Lots to talk about. Obviously, who's in? Congratulations to Dusty Baker and the world champion, Houston Astros. And I'm happy for Dusty. He achieved the double. Yeah. He won it as a player with your Los Angeles Dodgers. Beat the Yankees in 1981 on that historic, on that storied Dodger team. With Fernando Valenzuela, Ron Say, Steve Garvey, Pedro Guerrero, Tommy Lasorda was the manager. Listen, I'm telling you, take nothing from it. Hats off to that situation right there as a player and then as a manager. Many destinations along the way with great teams that never could get it done. Finally, Dusty Baker is a champion as a manager, and I'm not mad at him at all. And if you look at it, take nothing away from your Los Angeles Dodgers. But wire to wire, completing it all, Houston was the best team in baseball this year. Hate to say it.
Yeah.
Take nothing away from your 111 wins. Nothing away from my Yankees.
No, I cannot.
Houston,
they got a really good
from
team.
Wire to wire, did what they were supposed to do and seal the deal. I can't be mad at them. Tip my hat to them. They had the perfect blend in the series, hitting when they needed it and pitching when they needed it. And they gave us that long-lasting thing to talk about for another 20 years now. Something that we actually as sports fans love to see, sports history when it plays out. We could say, I witnessed it. I didn't see the video. I watched that game. Well, the no-hitter by the Houston Astros pitching staff was awesome.
Yeah.
Take nothing from them.
Yeah.
So
when I saw that, I was like, okay. I mean, the Phillies had a good run. They got hot at the right time. It was a team that I really didn't want to face if I was my Dodgers. And they made a good run, but they met a better team. And the bats don't stay hot forever. And that's baseball. So
you ain't got to tell me about the bat staying off forever. I know in a 4-0 sweep how that went.
I know how that is too. Trust me. I know when my batsmen dry. But, you know, the bottom line is that's baseball. That's part of the game. That's the fun now. The best part of a baseball is the hot stove stuff now. They're ready to
talk this right up your alley now. This is what you live for.
Who going well? Who might end up well if Judd going to stay a Yankee? If he's going to go somewhere else, then they're talking about Nemo from the center fielder, where he's going to end up, and whether the Mets will re-sign him or he'll go to the Padres. There's a lot of talk, and this is going to be an interesting offseason. Really interesting, because there's some really good shortstops out there, Trey Turner, Carrera. So it's going to be interesting to watch who the Dodgers sign, watch who the Yankees get Judd back. He's going to watch if Houston is just going to bring it all back to me, because they have a pretty good young team. It's going to be interesting to see if DeGrom stays at the Mets. It's going to be interesting. Some stuff, some good stuff out there. Some good free agents out there. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be really interesting. It's going to be fun.
I think it is going to have a good offseason as far as baseball goes. Like you say, if you're a baseball lover like yourself and you get into it in the offseason, this is what's right up your alley now. Prospects are moving. This one going from AAA, possibly getting a cup of coffee in the big league. So yeah, it's gonna be good to look at, gonna be good to watch. Unlike last year with the pandemic and all, this year's like back to baseball. This should be the first boom off season in a while where you see a lot of moves made.
Well, what the people don't know about the Dodgers, they only got about 4 or 5 players signed. They got a lot of money they can spend, and they got a lot of different things. They have an option. They can bring back Justin Turner on an option that he comes back at $15 million, or they came to $2 million and give him $9 million. They can. They got a play option on Bellinger, whether they're going to take him or they're going to make him, let him go. I think Bellinger should just try somewhere else, and he needs to change the scenery. Whether they're going to go at Judd and bring Bookie the second, Are they going to bring the Cuban player Vargas to play third base? It's going to be really fun to watch. And then the other teams, too, watch the Mets. Watch what the Braves are going to do. With Jock Peterson going now, he's a free agent. It's going to be some stuff to see.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Pearlie, we got a caller. Let's see what they got to say. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Naughty, before I begin, I want my two trivia gifts that I won last week.
Okay? You need to come pick them up. Your name right down there by the cashier, by the receptionist, man. That's okay on you.
You know, there's, you know, Uber service, you know. This is
yeah, we
Uber,
don't deliver.
It's where you deliver now. Maybe you got to pick it up.
Maybe if it was a Dallas Cowboy, I got out of delivered with the car service, but you're not, so you need to come get it.
Okay, wonderful.
And you saw the five other points I gave you in addition to Japan and India this afternoon, correct?
I heard them foolish countries. I mean, that I don't.
Why are they foolish?
They don't count.
All right. So what you got for us today, man? What are we talking with you? Are we talking Dolphins or are we talking Heat?
I was really, really interested. I don't know if you guys watched that game last night, but Kansas City and Tennessee.
Oh, mister.
That was a buster.
Let me tell you something. You ever watch a game that you don't expect to be that good and then you're surprised on like, damn, this was a good game?
And man, listen, that was so good. I mean, you didn't really want to take your eyes off the television. That was a strong game. Let me tell you something. For what I saw last night, Mahomes right now can be ranked as the best quarterback in the league. Right now. Name me one that's better right now.
Tua Tagovailoa.
Huh?
Tua Tagovailoa.
No, sir.
I only joking.
Give me a conversation, and I ain't let you do that to me.
I think
right now Mahomes, what he did yesterday is to show, listen, y'all, I'm still the best in this league. Yeah, this young to what is young fields, this young fellas coming up, but let me let y'all know, I run the league. And that was the message he sent.
I agree.
Ain't too time yet.
I agree with all that y'all say. At the moment, right now, the clear-cut number one quarterback in the NFL and who should be the face of the league is Patrick Mahomes.
Thank you.
Listen, on the flip side of that coin, just sidebar, talking to greats in the face of the league.
Right. Here we go.
Did both of y'all see? No, hold on. Did both of y'all see Tom Brady on Sunday at the press conference? I thought he was on an episode of Breaking Bad. He looked like he was like meth, like he came out of meth house or something, man. Do you see that dude? What is going on with him?
I'm telling you.
But one thing with him, he did show why he considered him to be.
Listen, I noticed Brady make a statement last night in the sense that we're not done and we can get it done. But how good are the Rams really, though, Pearlie?
They're not so good.
The Rams' defense is good.
All right, I give you that.
They don't have a good offense.
But last night, I don't think that wasn't the measuring stick.
No, it wasn't.
And as bad as Tampa Bay team is starting to get healthy, their defense is picking up. Their defense is going to be really good in another couple of weeks. I can't remember the other player that they expect back next week. And they're going to pretty much have, in another week to 2 weeks, they're going to have a fully healthy defensive team. They're going to be a lot better for the final stretch for the last six games, the last week, last month of the season.
Yeah, but they've also had some big injuries that aren't coming back on the defensive ball, like Shaq Lawson and them. So you got to look at it like that too.
Yeah, but where they come in, they're gonna be fine if they get these other players back. And the bottom line is, they're in a division, but they're four and five in the first place.
Yeah, that division.
That division will be a nine and eight division.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I mentioned that last week. That was going to be like the NFC's couple of years ago where you have like a losing squad as a division champion and then making the playoffs.
You only got to win the division. You don't care what your record is.
Right.
You're going to the playoffs. You host a game too.
And you might even host a game, is correct. So.
No, you will.
I think Tom Brady can eat humble pie.
Yeah, I think so too. I think that when you perform long enough, we all know what karma is, right? Eventually, karma can slap you in the head.
Right back at
you. He probably will, but I think they're probably going to win that division, but he can get spanked right up in the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
What I would love to see in scenarios play out is that he got to play the Eagles in the first round. He take care of the Eagles, then come to Dallas, and then that's punching him out and call it a day. That'd be beautiful, eh?
He don't face the Eagles. He don't. Ain't no one.
Boy, listen.
No one.
Naughty get right. Naughty get give you a good story.
The problem is y'all Naughty. The problem is the Cowboys. Y'all may have to face the Eagles.
Well, that's okay. That's a division opponent, backup quarterback. I say bring it. I don't have a problem with the Eagles. Listen, just so y'all don't get moved by the Buffalo Bills, we don't get moved by the Sheagles. Okay?
Well, we didn't spank them, so we ain't worrying about them. Y'all ain't playing the Eagles.
Right? The Dolphins can win that division. Same thing for it, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Same thing can be said by Dallas, too. So, yeah, we in good shape, fellas. But I will let the two of you know while I have you right now. We, as Cowboys, have a one-game lead in our little bet.
Absolutely. I'm watching that.
Okay, I just want to let you know we're at the halfway point. That's all I said.
And what is your record?
6-2.
Yeah, so we got nine more games to go, right?
I said it's a halfway point, Pearly. That's all. We're at the halfway point. We're at the halfway point. Yeah, it's like the marathon. You ring the bell, you're at the halfway point. You still got half a marathon to run, man.
Anyway, guys, take them all out, y'all.
Come get to it, and we need to know what's going on with your heat when you call in later on this week. Wishy-washy, man.
All right, not a problem.
All right, be safe out there, Mystery Dolphin. Pearly, let's get to Pearly. And as we get to break numerono, we'll pick it up on the flip side of the break as we continue who's in and who's out. All brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Got to talk Lakers. We got to talk some NFL. We got to talk tonight's game. Peter Raheem will be on the flip side of the break on a Monday, Pearly. You know it's a big sports day when Peter chiming in. Listen here. Them Bears might have lost to your Dolphins, but boy, look here, he got a quarterback now, and he got something to talk about on a Monday.
He does have a quarterback. Jesus, that boy, that young man make me cuss for 30
words. Boy, look here.
I just stopped cursing. I had to start all over again yesterday.
I stopped cursing again. He run round you, through you, over you, around you. Boy, if he had one or two more players, he'd have beat you. But anyway, on the flip side of the ring.
You know, if my uncle... So
right, if my auntie had different plumbing, she'd be my uncle. I say that all the time. I tell you, the great minds think alike.
Two letters, that's the biggest way to think.
If I had a billion, you and I wouldn't be talking right now on this show. We wouldn't even be here. We'd be somewhere, but not here.
We'd be touching our glasses and saying toast.
We might have had to go to COP27 and just make a cameo. Stop it. Brave, what you saying? We come to hail you.
Yeah, well, that is on the bow. Don't worry about them.
Take us to the break, Madam Producer, before Erica calls. Thank you very much.
Dunkin' lets the good vibes float with their new Blood Orange Refresher, bursting with flavor. Orange Refreshers balance bold, sweet blood orange with tart cranberry and a hint of fall spices for a fun twist flavor. Served over ice with either green tea or coconut milk, Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers are loaded with B vitamins to keep you feeling renewed and refreshed. What are you waiting for? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. Is your place, is your place.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind it, you getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
George Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. Whatever the occasion, John's is confident you will find what you're looking for. Our always growing collection of amazing and trendy styles. We cover women, men, children, the whole family. Together with John's great prices and helpful and friendly customer service, your experience in shopping with us will be time well spent. Too busy to come in store? Shop with us online. www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on in today at John's. We put fashion at your feet.
Okay, class, let's begin today's history lesson. Ancient civilization used to visit musicians perform. It was called a live concert.
Teacher, what year was that?
Researchers believe it was around 2019. Normal life feels like a long time ago, As things return to normal, remember it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, rubella, polio, hepatitis, mumps, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
Get a jump start on gifts at KFC this holiday season. This November, when you enjoy the craveable flavor of a KFC Meal Deal Mega or a Big Deal Mega, you can enter for a chance to win. KFC is giving away one MetaQuest 2 VR headset every week that can be yours by simply mega-sizing and entering your receipt. Enjoy your finger-licking good KFC chicken meal and enter the Metaverse, courtesy of KFC Nassau. It's finger-licking good!
Caribbean Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The Monday, November 7th edition continues right now. Earl the Pearl in the building. We got Peter Rahim in studio landing with us as well. I don't know where he's chiming in from, but it's all good. And we're here. We're talking football. Obviously, you know, we're going to talk about yesterday's football action. We're going to prep you for tonight's game and give you our picks courtesy of the island game. Good sneeze right there, Peter. What was that, Bolivian or Colombian? Anyway, Nonetheless, you caught that one late, eh, Pearly? Nonetheless, we got you guys here, and we're going to continue the conversation now. Welcome back, and big games yesterday, man. And first and foremost, we talked about it going to the break. Peter, bye, guys. Listen, let me tell you two things. You got a good head coach in Matt Eberflus. He used to be the defensive linebackers coach. Went on to Indianapolis and was their defensive coordinator. He left. And you see where Indianapolis is right now. And you guys, your defense, despite trading away some big names, has kept you in games, played competitive, and by God, you got a quarterback in Justin Fields.
A lot of people forget Eberflus is on the Dallas staff and I guess lost a lot. I'm glad you remember that.
I just opened by saying he used to be our linebacker coach. But yeah, I got you.
No, I said a lot of people forget
they forget.
You brought that up. Because a lot of people do forget that when they talk about his resume, that he was the linebackers coach in Dallas.
No, and he coached some good ones. And he had a good pedigree in college as well, too, you know?
I agree. Good game. Closer than I thought it would be. Justin Fields the ball out like that. Didn't expect Chase Claypool to transform the offense as quickly as he did in opening up Mooney and Cole Kmet especially. And leaving wide open spaces for Justin Fields to run. So I'm happy. Second round pick was
your number one for years to come in Chase Claypool, too. I think he fits that system well. He blocks well as a receiver for the running game. And he's a big target for Justin Fields.
240 pounds, 4240. But at the Miami offense is really the first game I watched the entire offense. And Tyreek Hill I mean, phenomenal receiver. He's worth every, his play is worth every penny. He went by 10, 15 yards. I mean, just his understanding of the zones, of zone coverage, understanding of how to run routes to get open. He's just incredible. Same thing for, I think Waddle picked up a lot from him too. I see Waddle doing a lot of the same things. So that that idea in Miami to bring help Waddle along, help his development along by bringing in a veteran wide receiver was clearly the right thing to do. And I'm happy for Tua. I really am happy, really happy for him. It's been rough all the way since college. Injuries, NFL, injuries again. But the comparison, and I saw it on ESPN, they made the comparison, says, you know, he's got this comparison to Drew Brees. And I never really put much stock in it, but watching how accurate he is with his throw, shoulder that it really should be, he does have that Drew Brees-esque accuracy, and I'm very good against fade.
Oh, he may develop into that. I don't know yet, though. He's a tremendous athlete. Throws, I don't think. Those, I don't think Drew Brees.
Credit,
that accuracy is there now.
His strength is. His strength is accuracy.
Listen, I'm not saying. Listen, I'm not saying he's not accurate. All right, I'm just saying, heaping a compliment like that to the level of Drew Brees' accuracy, I don't know. But you know who he reminds me a lot of? When you factor in the accuracy, the arm, and the running ability, the legendary Randall Cunningham. That's who he really reminds me of. Not Michael Vick. Kyler Murray. No, I'm talking about Fields from Chicago, man. Y'all were talking about Tua. I should have clarified it. I picked it up. I wanted to continue the Fields point. So that's my fault for not clarifying. Yeah, I'm talking about Fields over there. Reminds me very reminiscent of what you call it, a Randall Cunningham. Now, Tua, I wouldn't say Drew Brees accuracy yet, but he is accurate. He's very accurate. You know who he reminds me more of with the way he scrambles and rolls around, more over than Drew Brees? Steve Young. Now, Tua is a lefty, Young is a lefty, and they very, very similar the way they move around in the pocket. I'm just saying.
If you think about it,
but in terms of where the ball is being delivered with the accuracy,
Steve Young was one of the most accurate passes ever. It was him and Aikman in the 90s. They used to battle it out. Let's be honest now. So when that comparison, it is included in the accuracy as well that Steve Young used to bring to the table.
I agree. Earl, you want me to take this one, Earl, and explain?
Go ahead, Peter.
Okay. There's accuracy and then there's accuracy. All NFL quarterbacks, they did the study, sports science did a study in the 2000s era. And they brought in Big Ben and Philip Rivers and they brought these guys in and they hit the target, an archer target. They hit it times out of 10, dead bullseye, in the middle of the bullseye, 5 times out of 10. Well, as good as you can get with a football, right? So the football hit the bullseye 5 times out of 10. And that was several starting quarterbacks. We're not talking about bucket guys. We're talking about starters. Drew Brees hit the target 10 times out of 10. 10 times. Now, Olympic archers hit the bullseye 7 out of 10. Drew hit a 10 out of 10. Yeah. There's accuracy, and then there's accuracy. Those are pinpoint accuracy.
And it's not a fool. That's great that you say that.
Right.
I think what Peter's trying to say is, with Drew Brees' strength was, if he needs to put the ball on that right shoulder, he was able to do that with pinpoint accuracy. He needs to put it in between two defenders, and I see a lot of similarity in that in Tua. No, Tua's not there yet. We're not saying he's there yet, but I see him trending to that.
Yeah.
I could see him being at that level in another year or two.
Yeah.
Because he has tremendous eye vision, and he has a quick release.
But I can tell I can tell you three quarterbacks to me that had better accuracy than Drew Brees. I can name them for you right now. And two of them played for the 49ers. One was named Joe Montana, the other Steve Young, and another was named Troy Aikman.
I don't know about that. I honestly don't know
about
that.
You don't know about that?
I'm not sure, but I would like to
see the stats on that.
We have
to give Tua time because Tua, I'm sure you would agree, Brees wasn't super accurate in San Diego. right? So it took him a few years to become accurately consistently. So I think we're
You catch yourself. Yeah, that little caveat. Everything cool.
No, I didn't say it was accurately Drew Brees' mouth. I said you can see some elements of it in some of the throws of Drew Brees.
He has some Drew Brees qualities, but to me, Tua being a lefty reminds me more of Steve Young. Both of them were accurate passes, though. I'll give you that.
Rex Grossman is a lefty.
Rex Grossman sucks.
But exactly. So that's why I don't use, you know, your physical characteristics.
All right, Kenny.
No. But I understand what Naughty's trying to say, and I do see some of that similarity there. I think that Young was a little faster.
Here's another lefty that you put in the equation who was accurate and used to put numbers up galore, too, and shouldn't be taken lightly when you talk about lefties. And I'm putting him in because he's a lefty, not because he's accurate. He was accurate, but not like that. Kenny the Snake Stabler. Don't sleep on the snake. Snake was another lefty who could pick it and throw it.
As far as I'm concerned, over that one pass, what I would never, ever forget, made him the most accurate pass in the whole wide world, as far as I'm concerned. I'd never forget that.
Dear God.
Right. But in terms of what, when you see Tua deliver the football, it's better now than it was at Alabama.
Oh, yes.
It's better than it was his rookie season.
Yes, I will give you that.
And I'm very happy for him. I'm ecstatic for him.
He's put some
He's still at times under throwing Hill, and he's going to get to the point where he's going to be able to put that ball right on the fingertips of those two guys. The timing is just 100%. Yeah. He sometimes is still under throws him, but I mean, Hill that fast. It's hard to throw Hill.
Earl, Jerry Rice dropped passes. Joe Montana threw bad ones every once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to happen.
Let's get up into tonight's game, fellas, because obviously, you know, we got to get that and we got to get to the break, because coming up on the flip side of the break, we got Rich Eisen with Overreaction Monday. Had a great weekend with a lot of good games. Some unexpected results. Tonight is going to be a good wrap-up game tonight. I like the Ravens and the Saints tonight. I think this is going to be a good game. The Ravens, they got a brand-new addition at the linebacker position. Peter knows all about that. Yeah. Roquan Smith. And I think that fits well, you know, in that defense. And Baltimore's always synonymous with it.
Thank you to Chicago today. He's very happy. And I hope that they pay him the $100 million over 5 years with $50 million guaranteed he's asking for. Because he fits the 3-4 scheme pretty well.
Yeah, so Baltimore's been synonymous with always having that tear your head off linebacker in the middle from Ray Lewis time to now. Yeah, so he slides in there and does well. I think this is going to be a good
speed guy, right?
I think this is going to be a good game tonight. With the Ravens and the Saints. The Saints are at home, so they're going to put up some points. But listen, I want you all to realize, no Mark Andrews for the Baltimore Ravens tonight. Isaiah Likely. Look for that tight end right there. Had a big monster performance last week. Watch him step in tonight if Andrews is injured with another big performance. And I like it to be an entertaining game, but I like Baltimore to win this one. 27. Jason Tucker at the end.
I like Baltimore 35-24.
Is he in a conversation for the greatest kicker of all time? In my book, he is. But I agree with you, Naughty. Baltimore, I'm going to say Baltimore by four.
Yeah, I think that was, you know, I think that's been synonymous around the league. People just saw winning tonight. They are the better team. And and let's be real, New Orleans is still snake bitten. Jameis Winston been injured all year. Andy Dalton is where you put me, hit or miss. They've won some games they weren't supposed to win. They've lost some games they weren't supposed to lose. New Orleans is really like a Dr. Jekyll bipolar kind of team.
Well,
in Earl, you heard about, you know, people talk about the strength of divisions. Is the NFC South the weakest division in the NFL?
That is the party of the NFL this year. That's your toilet bowl right there.
It probably is.
The Bucs were supposed to be good. They're bad. They're bad. Atlanta is rebuilding. New Orleans
Atlanta was supposed to be bad. Atlanta was supposed to be really, real bad, but they okay.
Right. Carolina they're starting a guy from the XFL at quarterback. Baker Mayfield's a disaster. Sam Darnold's a reclamation project gone wrong. Coaches fired.
Second half yesterday.
Yeah. I just think that, you know, if you're looking for a division where anybody could win, and I'm so curious when I look at what those teams are going to do. Is Brady coming back next year? What are the Saints going to do?
I think
well,
he's done.
Well, let me piggyback on that. Is Rodgers done?
He looks like he's done.
Done.
Because they lost in the Lions yesterday. Don't forget, they lost in the Lions.
He's done. Listen, I think Rodgers was done prior to this season. I think he's just going through the motions, going to grab this bag of money on the way out and call it a career, if not this year, next year.
Do you blame his personality for the, do y'all blame his personality and his quirks for the,
listen, I have long said his personality is the problem, and I can leave it just like that.
Because look at him versus Doc, or look at him versus Tua, or look like Justin Fields. Completely different, diametrically opposed personalities.
I tell you. But anyway, I'm getting a signal now from Madam Producer. We got to get to the commercial break because, you know, we got Rich Eisen coming up. And Dan, you got anything to add, fellas, before we get out of here today?
I'm just anxious to see free agency start.
Yeah, Pearly, we know. You can't wait. When does it start? Like midnight tonight and you'll be up at 12:01 waiting for it? Air fryer in hand, snack.
I just get up as quickly. I'm for the Voice Sports Center.
God, yeah. Okay. But, and you know, tomorrow afternoon, Pearly, you'll be like, the Dodgers traded 4 minor league prospects in single A for a double A prospect from the Twins. And that double A prospect is the Twins' best player, and he should be in the Dodger outfield in 2029.
Don't be surprised.
That ain't what you want yet. You will cry when you hear Aaron Judge sign with the Dodgers. That's what you'll be upset about.
No, Pearly, I ain't coming to work that day. He signed with the Dodgers. You do that show solo by yourself.
I'm hearing that the Angels guy is going to go to the Dodgers, but I do have something to say. The Cowboys had Aikman Hall of Fame quarterback for, 10 years or whatever? They got 3 rings out of it. The Packers have had 2 Hall of Fame quarterbacks, you know, Rodgers and Favre, 31 years. 31 years. And they got 2 rings out of the deal. Let that sink in.
Aikman was better than the 2. Anyway, let's go to the break. Let's see y'all tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Rich Eisen. Monday Overreaction Monday coming up out of the break for all you football lovers. Keep it right where you got it. Talking Heads continues right after this. Pearly, Peter, thanks, man. We see you all tomorrow.
It's time to say hello to finger-licking good KFC Bites. KFC Chicken Bites are freshly hand-breaded bites of premium white meat, seasoned with the Colonel's original recipe of 11 herbs and spices. These boneless KFC Bites are made by the fried chicken experts at Mango Habanero, Buffalo, Barbecue, Honey Mustard, Ranch, or special KFC sauce for that grown-up taste you'll enjoy. Dip, dip, hooray! KFC Bites, it's finger-licking good.
J.S. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable, turning on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance, you're always calling me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services, from click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options. Your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment visiting me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Dunkin' lets the good vibes float with their new Blood Orange Refresher, bursting with flavor. Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers balance bold, sweet blood orange with tart cranberry and a hint of fall spices for a fun twist on a much-loved flavor. Served over ice with either green tea or coconut milk, Dunkin' Blood Orange Refreshers are loaded with B vitamins to keep you renewed and refreshed. What are you waiting for? The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
Oh, all righty. What do you have over there, Christopher?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What up, though?
Overreaction Monday. Sorry, Mike Hoskins. The Bills are no longer the Super Bowl favorite.
False. And I loved it, watching the Jets beat them.
In my ear, I just heard Hoskins go immediately overreaction.
False. And I love them. That's one of the great. That's one of the better Jets wins. I can't remember the last time the Jets came up with a win like that.
I'm a little disappointed in you. I got to be honest.
Why?
You don't seem as happy as you should be about this win.
Because they looked that way against the Patriots the week before. I'm just being a little measured here. Now, what do you want me to come on and say? Let's get a parade. Like, let's cut up the.
Yeah,
let's
man, cut up get the excited. That was the biggest win you've had in years.
It was
man.
Awesome. It was great. Awesome. It's great to see the coach do this. But I still need. All right, great. What am I going to talk
playoffs
about?
Playoffs or what?
We're not talking
yeah,
playoffs.
Let's go. Let's go. Say it with your chest.
We're talking playoffs. The Jets are on the verge of being
yes.
in the playoffs.
People on Twitter want to do
dude,
the get
I've
hyped
seen,
about this.
Dude, I've seen the Joe Walton start like, what, 9-0, 10-0 one year, and they lost every last friggin' game.
Guess what? Robert Sal, they ain't happening
I'm still
this year,
too
Rick.
Scarred, but that was awesome to watch. The Bills are still the Bills, man.
Too
they're
much
just,
sauce.
They're swooning. They're swooning. This is the they're swooning. They lost one game in the swoon. I'm not off the Bills at all. Look, I love it. I would like the Bills bandwagon to be less crowded. Fine. Jump off it, everybody. Jump off the circling wagons because the entirety of the NFL media world was on them. Get off. Get off. I'll just improve my seats. That's great.
Just don't throw the ball at Sauce. That's what it boils down.
You can't. Why would you? Sauce.
Gravy. We love that dude, man.
Wherever he is on his bye week, just... Stay home.
Safe.
Yeah. What do you got over there, Chris? What else?
Rich can't be excited. As if the Jets had drafted Justin Fields instead of Wilson, they'd be Super Bowl contenders.
Oh all right, goodness. Tough guy. How about that? Who's the guy who came back
who's
from
the
draft?
Who's the guy who wanted Justin
exactly.
Fields?
You did, right.
Yeah,
me.
Did.
So you're in a glass house?
So I was right. What do you mean? Pats beat you guys. Come on. What are you talking about?
You're giving me grief
what are
for
you
the Jets
about?
Drafting Zach Wilson over Justin Fields. And you're yeah. not, and you're the same guy. You're the
but,
guy who came
Mac,
back.
Mac is better than Fields. Is better than both of them.
Justin Fields is terrific.
No lies detected.
But you are not happy with your guy either. So why don't you move on?
It's not about me.
Why don't you move
it's
on?
It's not about me.
I'm sorry.
It's Zappy it's Days
not about
are
me.
Here in New England.
It's about you.
Zappy Days.
It's about you.
We'll be here again.
Come on. He's happy.
The disrespect is real.
Come on, kids.
The disrespect is
whole
real.
A lot of love and
correct.
Is what we'll be bringing.
Let me tell you what will make me happy when Josh McDaniels is back coaching with the Patriots next year.
No, my gosh. What is happening in Vegas?
See ya.
I do not think he's going to get one and done by Mark
you
Davis.
Don't?
I don't.
You don't?
I don't think Mark Davis
13,
wants to.
You're out, bro.
I don't think Mark. Look, it was so bad yesterday. I thought they were going to Lane Kiffin him on the tarmac.
Oh.
And whatever. The airport formerly known as McCarran. Airport. Like Serrano once took the discs. But I don't think Mark Davis.
Airport.
I think that's an overreaction right now. I don't think Mark Davis wants money to a coach. I don't think that's in his mindset. What else you got over there, Chris? I'm not done with the Raiders just yet either.
You're not?
No. I'm not done talking about the Raiders on this show. What do you got, Chris?
There's something cool going down in Miami, man. Tyreek Hill, he's going to be the first 2,000-yard wide receiver
in
NFL history.
I think he's on pace. I think you're absolutely right.
It's awesome.
I think Tua is playing elite, as you know. And there's another guy in Jalen Waddle. Dude, normally when you got a 2,000-yard receiver, it's like Cup, it's like Calvin Johnson. It's just like there's one guy, and then there's, you know, a two, not a 1B, you know? So, yeah, man, what he is doing is unbelievable. That is not an overreaction. I think it would be a shock if he doesn't get 2,000 yards. He's at 1,100 and change right now, nine games in.
Crazy.
I don't want to hear about any asterisk either. This is amazing. He might get it before there's that 17th game he played.
If he does it in 16, it'll be, you know, a little more impressive. But
am I reading the chart?
That's it. Yeah. Because Miami's got Cleveland at home, this weekend at home. He might get 1,500 yards by the time he strolls into San Francisco in week 13.
He's only going to play a half against Houston.
Then he's going to be at home. He's going to be indoors against the Chargers in week 14 at Buffalo week 15. Circle that. Home for Green Bay, at New England, home for the Jets. Oh, yeah.
I don't know about you, but that looked like money.
What else, Chris?
Little Wayne is right. The Packers regret not trading Aaron Rodgers last offseason.
All right, two things. Number one, it's Lil Wayne, right?
You call him Tucci if you want.
No, but he went Lil Wayne.
Oh, no, it's
Lil Wayne. Weezy. Oh, that's my fault. Weezy.
It's Lil Wayne.
Apologies to Weezy.
Weezy F baby. Don't forget the baby.
It's an overreaction. Yeah. Come on, man. He's not playing well. He's missing things, and he's not hitting receivers in the way that he normally has. He does not look like the back-to-back MVP of this team, but I think it's all together. It's all falling apart there. The run game isn't as good to be. The receivers are still so young. I think he's wondering half the time he's fading back, like, is this guy going to be where he's supposed to be? And then he's not throwing it where it needs to be either. It's all off. And I think your Cowboys are going to have a field day coming off of their bye week.
I hope.
But getting rid of him, get out of here with that noise.
Now she won the photo. You already know that.
With all due respect to Lil Wayne.
Weezy F, baby.
Come on.
You know, that's just a fan who's hurt at the moment. That's what that is.
You think Jordan Love would be better? Would Jordan Love be operating this offense better? Really?
He can't be any worse.
Or at least you'd have turned the page and you've moved forward. Yeah, it could be worse.
It could be?
Yeah.
Have you watched them?
I have. I watch them all the time. What are you talking about? Of course.
They look bad. Did you see, speaking of looking bad, but in a cool way, did you see Kirk Cousins on the plane yesterday?
I did.
Man, are the Vikings the least feared 7-1 team of all time?
Yes. Yeah. Because of him.
No one cares about that.
Because of him.
It's Lil Cuzzo.
It's because of him.
Kirk Cousins.
They just feel like at some point there's going to be a game under the lights where they got to win and there's a ceiling and he's going to hit his head on it.
Their only loss is to the Eagles, which looks really good at this
point.
They
got eviscerated by the Eagles.
That game with the Vikings and the Cowboys is going to be a good game. I'm speaking
the truth. It's because Kirk Cousins has won one playoff game. It was that one in the Dome. By the way, that ain't an easy spot to win a playoff game in. But that's it. And every single, like, we need to see it with consistency where they have a game under the lights against a top-notch opponent and a whole country's watching, and he lights it up. And then you'll like that. And then we'll see.